am officially on the backslide into death, tumbling down the hill into my grave.
I mean, didn't you start that tumble like 15 years ago?
Almost certainly, but I'm definitely not making it to 80.
No.
So I definitely have fewer years ahead of me than behind me.
Yes.
I've lived more life than I have left to live.
Yeah, you're probably fine.
I mean, I have too much still left to live, so I'm not that fine. If today was like my 60th birthday and I'm like 5 years to the grave, baby, then I'd be fine. But there's still at least 25 years. I don't know if I need 25 more years of this shit.
Yeah, you know.
Watching the fucking tides of change come, I don't know. I'm going to spend the last 25 years of my life in a fucking detention camp.
I don't have anything to say about it because...
Yeah, that's fair. Because you're not 40 yet. Wait till you're 40, Colin. Then you'll understand being almost dead.
Yeah, well, look. Sometimes I feel like it anyway.
That's fair. How you doing, buddy?
I'm all right.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Good. It's been a while. Feels like it's been a lot longer than it's been.
Okay.
I don't know why. I guess because this year is so fucking weird, man. 2 weeks feels like fucking 6 months.
It does. A lot happens in 2 weeks now.
Yeah. Well, especially because last weekend was the 4th.
A lot happens in 2 weeks. Yeah. Man. Fuck.
Yeah.
Man.
We go from the police demanding everybody stay inside to the police shouldn't exist back to the police should make everybody stay inside in 2 weeks.
Yes.
It's a crazy world we're living in.
How do people expect them to mandate lockdowns if they want to defund the police? How do those things coexist?
Look,
who's gonna enforce it? The military?
You can't think of these things in because any kind of rational thought.
Because those people were really against the military coming in, you know, National Guard coming in and keeping people in their homes during the protests.
Well, that's different.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it different?
Yeah, it's different.
Or do we just have a fucking a sliding scale of fucking requirements and... Right. Expectations.
It's exactly that. Yeah. Like, Jesus. Look, authoritarian control is good as long as it's on my side.
Yeah. That's all you have to say because that speaks to both sides.
It doesn't matter which side you're talking about there.
I saw somebody in one of our friends' Facebook posts about politics yesterday.
Yeah.
And she was just like, this is stupid. You people are stupid. There's things on, you know, both sides of issues that you're going to agree and disagree with.
Yeah.
Like, that's cool. But, you know, voting for blue no matter who or...
red no matter head?
Bed? I don't... Yeah. Is fucking retarded.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, I agree with that. And somebody's like, well, that's fine, third party, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I remember when I was all... I thought third parties were a viable option because he was saying that's why the third party. I don't remember what he said exactly, but as to the fact that like he actually believes a third party has a chance, I'm like,
well, no,
they don't. I was like, and he was like, well, that's part of the problem. I'm like, no, I live in reality. Yes, I still vote for them, but I understand that it is part. They are part, and they're part of a system that is corrupted by the two major parties.
Well, yeah.
And until that's completely ripped down and replaced, nothing's going to change.
So I was thinking about it recently, and Nebraska got away from that by just like the unicameral is technically nonpartisan.
Yeah.
The problem is you could never implement that at a national scale because the people who would have to write that law or ratify the Constitution to eliminate
are the people that from it
are the two parties who are in control of the country.
Right.
And the other thing that really I was like, oh, right, we don't have a government anymore. We're just run by a corporation.
Mm-hmm.
When you realize that, like, the reason the DNC can do all of its shenanigans during its primaries and get away with it is because technically it's a private corporation. So they don't even have to listen to their primary votes if they don't want to. None of that is actually part of the political process. Mm. None of the primaries are part of the political process.
It's theater of the mind.
It's just corporations pretending to give you a choice.
It's theater. Which is why, like, when I saw that post the other day, and the person talking about, if you vote for third Kanye West, you're just fucking voting for Trump.
I'm definitely voting for Kanye West.
Right?
That is especially like an awesome choice.
I mean, go fuck your face. Like, no, I wasn't going to vote for fucking Joe Biden in the first place.
Oh, yeah.
The reason I'm voting for somebody third party or independent is because he's not Joe Biden.
You know what happened to me? I was totally 100% a Biden guy. I don't know if you know this about me.
No, were you?
But I was like, man, you know what I really like in a president is somebody child who likes blessing? To sniff little girls' hair and just creepily massage them on stage in front of thousands of people. I'm like, man, that's what a leader needs to do. And so I was like, this is my one issue candidate. Creepily molesting little girls.
That's the issue?
Yeah. But then I saw Kanye West in it. I'm like, oh, shit, I'm going to vote for Kanye West for some reason instead of Joe Biden. But then somebody told me that a vote for Kanye is a vote for Trump. So now I'm just voting for Trump.
Yeah.
So I went from being a staunch Biden guy to I just have to vote for Trump because that's how politics works.
Yeah, I don't.
Also, I'm actually voting for Trump. I've already decided.
Yeah.
The removing the blackface episode of Community was the last straw for me. Now people need to be punished and their punishment is 4 more years of Trump.
It's even weirder because the blackface person was Asian. It wasn't even white.
So. Also, the whole point of it was everybody in the thing pointing out like, how blackface is don't offensive. Do that. Yeah.
Yep. They edited out the scene in the office where Dwight's manservant, Nate, starts walking into the place for his...
As Black Pete?
Yeah.
Come on,
they
man.
They edited that out. You know... Because when they brought it up, Stanley said, no.
Yeah.
And yeah. He texts him, was like, no, cancel. Abort.
So they got rid of all the episodes of Sonny.
Also.
From Lethal Weapon.
A notable funny thing about it.
Yeah.
All those comedic bits written by really liberal people.
Yeah. Whoa, what a shock.
It's like, hmm.
What a shock. Guess who the real racists are?
Right.
Everybody. It's well, everybody.
Yes.
So they took out all of the Lethal Weapon and all the Martina Martinez episodes of It's Always Sunny.
Yeah.
But oddly enough, they still have the pilot on there where Charlie just straight up says the N-word.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
What?
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure they still have the episode where they find a dumpster baby up where they literally put the dumpster baby in blackface to get it a job as a Gerber baby.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
So I guess as long as you're not a baby, blackface is bad. If you're an infant, still funny.
Jesus. What a...
Yeah.
What a world.
Yeah.
What a fucking world we live in. I saw a post. And I know we're skipping. We're kind of going in...
Look, I'm 40. My memory's shot. And I can and all I think about is politics now and children on my lawn.
Yeah, there you go.
Which is honestly the children on my lawn thing started when I was like, got a lawn. So that's not new.
Yeah, I know.
Hate children on my lawn.
Way. I'm kind of the same way. Our favorite Facebook page, Being Liberal.
Yeah.
You know, the ones who have the guy who put Japanese people in a concentration camp.
The one who the page who literally celebrates fucking mass incarceration of people based on race.
Yes.
Liberals.
Says, I got $1,200. You got $1,200, maybe. Evangelical churches got $7.3 billion. I pay taxes, you pay taxes, churches pay no taxes. Okay, first of all, it's not just evangelical churches, it's just churches got that money.
Yeah.
Also, churches are employers.
Yeah.
Like, it's not just a church.
Also, you're not going to find many people less religious than me on this planet. I'm sure there's someone out there who's less religious than me, but
sure.
Then their religion is just how not religious they are. So they're basically swung religious. Back around to being religious on the fucking religion onk.
Yeah.
Or U shape. Churches do more for underprivileged people, homeless people,
yep.
hungry people, fucking
look, their politics about gay people aside, churches do more to help people than the trillions and trillions of dollars the government spend creating those problems.
Yep.
So, like, I get it. Fuck churches. It's cool to hate churches. And also, like, you know, police or priests like to molest children.
Yep. Eh, it's
but like I told you about Biden earlier, that's my one. That's my one voter issue.
Jesus.
But imagine how, like, go to any shelter in the world and, like, look for the little cross above the door because it's ran by a church, man. Yeah,
they're all religious organizations.
So they keep their tax-exempt status.
Because they do so much good.
Because they do so much good.
Yeah, you can't explain that to people.
Yeah.
And what they'll do is bring up, well, like, there's some gal who wanted to work at some, I don't remember what it was. It was one of these Catholic charities.
Yeah.
And basically one of the questions on the application is like, are you a practicing Catholic? Are you planning on converting to Catholicism? Blah, blah, blah. And they were like, no and no.
Yeah.
So they didn't get the job.
Sure.
Because part of the job was basically
being Catholic missionary.
Yeah.
I get it.
And they were all pissed off and people were like, you could sue them. I'm like, I'm pretty sure you can't.
Yeah.
Pretty sure that falls underneath. And if you look up the employment, like the labor laws, there's nothing you can fucking do.
Well,
about
it's a volunteer organization, not a job.
No, it was an actual job, but like.
But yeah. A job within the church probably yes. has. Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably has protections.
The scope of the job involved you, you know, having religious knowledge and, you know, helping people, I guess.
Yeah.
I'm just.
Do you want to help people out? Fuck no.
I just want to apply for this job and get denied and complain about
yeah.
it. Like, why would you even fucking apply there other than to just be a fucking dick?
Yeah.
Which is all they were doing.
Right.
Clearly.
I'm just trying to prove a point.
Oh, good job.
No point. Other than you're an idiot.
Trying to prevent. So you want to take.
Which I already knew.
You want to take money that is going to people getting fed or housed or whatever into your greedy pocket. You fucking piece of shit.
That's a good way to put it. So I did a couple of things this week. I watched a movie last night.
Oh, yeah?
I watched a Judd Apatow movie. That I actually enjoyed.
Oh, yeah?
The King of Staten Island. It's a newer release.
Yeah.
With, I can't remember the guy's name. He's a comedian. Not a super funny movie. Like, it had funny lines.
Well, you said Judd Apatow already.
No, but, like, not, like, you know, the comedy stylings of Judd Apatow?
Yes.
It wasn't like that.
All right.
It was, like... It's quite a bit darker. It's about a dude whose fucking dad died. He's a firefighter, died in a fire. And he's just, when he was like 7.
Yeah.
So this dude's just all fucked up. And it's like a...
Hilarious.
He's 24. He's druggy. Fucking has no motivation in life. Because, you know, he's yeah. fucking persistently depressed.
Right.
And it's like there's a part in the movie where... He wants to be, he's an aspiring tattoo artist.
Yeah.
And he's awful at it. Like
most aspiring tattoo artists are awful at it.
Yes. Well, I think that's part of the joke.
Yeah.
And he's like he wants to tattoo on his friends and all his friends are like, no, dog.
That's the only part of the movie that's unrealistic. Let me tell you, aspiring tattooed artists who are bad at tattoos have a lot of idiots lining up to get just terrible tattoos.
His one black friend, he's like, dude, you got Obama wrong. He's like, I don't have any friends left because you got Obama wrong. His eyes are all wide set and fucked up.
you should never start with portraits.
Well, he did a lot of them and they're all really bad.
Jesus Christ.
And he...
start simple. Just write mom.
He fucking... So anyway, he goes and finds this 9-year-old kid walks up and is like, what are you guys doing? And they're like, yeah, come hang out. Because they're all fucking stoner idiots.
Yeah.
And he's talking about tattoos. And he's like, I want a tattoo. And his one friend is like, dude, he's not old enough. And they're like, are you giving me consent to give you a tattoo? And the little kid's like, yes. You're 18, right? And the other dude's like, he's clearly not 18. I regret my friendship with all of you. Yeah. So he starts to tattoo the kid and puts a little line on there, and the kid just fucking jumps up and runs away because it hurts.
Yeah.
And yeah, then the movie kind of goes on. It was pretty good. I enjoyed it. Surprisingly, I didn't realize it was a Judd Apatow movie.
That's the nicest thing you could say about it.
I probably wouldn't have watched it if I knew it was.
Yeah.
Because, you know.
Judd Apatow's a fucking hack.
Yeah, for most part. He's had a couple of okay
Superbad.
Movies.
Superbad makes me laugh.
I didn't like Superbad.
I get it. It's not.
That was my. The reason I didn't like that movie, because, like, it was one of those where the trailer made it seem like parts. It was going to be funnier. It's like Little Nicky.
I can understand what you're saying. I don't think Little Nicky made it look funny, though.
Oh, Chicago's awesome.
I get that you really like that joke. I thought the trailer for Little Nicky showed exactly what that movie was going to be because it had the basketball player going for a dunk and his fro getting big.
Oh,
I know what this movie is.
Fair. Anyway, so it was a bad movie. I mean, that was a. The one was Judd Apatow movie. Like 40-Year-Old Virgin was Judd Apatow, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That was pretty funny.
It's fine.
That was like the first movie I think anybody saw of his.
It's fine, yeah.
Yeah.
And
other than that, I don't.
That chick is weirdly hot.
Yeah.
The chick from fucking Being John Malkovich.
Mm-hmm.
I can never remember her name.
I watched another movie with Steve Carell. Because, you know, I was just doing everything you would hate.
Yeah. What is...
Dinner with the Schmucks.
Oh, my God. What is wrong with you?
It's got Paul Rudd. I like Paul Rudd.
Is that a selling point?
Yeah, Paul Rudd's pretty good.
I mean...
Isn't he?
He's Ant-Man, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, that's like my least favorite role of his. I'll be honest. I didn't really care for the Ant-Man movies.
He's pretty good in Clueless.
Yeah.
Paul Rudd has been exactly the same age since Clueless.
I know. He hasn't aged at all.
It's fucking weird because, like I said,
Paul Rudd don't crack.
I remember when Paul Rudd started getting huge around that time of, like, you know, all those movies. And I'm like, man, this Paul Rudd guy. And then I went and watched Clueless and I'm like, wait, that's that Paul Rudd guy. Yeah. He's been doing this since the early 90s?
Yeah.
Holy shit, that's insane.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Pretty good stuff.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. What did
Paul
we watch?
Rudd's like 73.
What did we watch? Oh, last week, you know what? We watched, that's right. We watched Independence Day last weekend.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Kinda did
I don't think I watched any 4th of July movies on the 4th of July.
That's the only one we watched.
I almost died on the 3rd of July.
Yeah, I saw that.
We were, so my brother always buys like thousands of dollars worth of fireworks and has a big shindig. And they rig up about, I don't know, $1,000 worth of them to be one big finale, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they spend like hours like rigging them all together and then setting them up, and it goes off in sequence. Pop, 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 pop. That's the idea anyway. Sure. It doesn't always work. Sometimes it goes slow, but you know.
Sometimes.
It's always impressive.
Sometimes artillery shell tubes fall over.
Sometimes things go real, real bad.
Yeah.
And about halfway through, so like a quarter of the way through, there's like 9 fucking tubes in a crate. And the crate starts moving. I'm like, oh. And then the last one goes off and the crate tips over. Nothing bad happened there because the last one had already gone off. But I'm like, that's a sign. We should probably run. About 3 or 4 or 5 minutes later, about, I don't know, it's about halfway through the total amount of the fireworks. There's still probably $500 worth of fireworks left sitting there. A mortar just blows up in its tube.
Oh, perfect.
Knocks everything else over and lights it all off. So everything else is just shooting up driveways and blowing up on the ground for like the next, like, I don't know, 3 minutes.
Awesome.
It was pretty fucking cool, man.
Artillery shells freaked me the fuck out, dude.
Yeah, they were awesome.
Because they do shit like that.
Yeah, it's a good time.
Is it?
We saved all the children, so it was fine. I mean, personally, I ran away.
Was that fine? Is that the part that's fine about that?
Yeah,
saving all the children.
Once all the children were safe, it was funny.
I mean, it wasn't funny before that.
That was less funny.
Was it?
I'm blood related to these children, so I have a natural fucking inclination to.
That's weird.
See them survive.
Yeah, it's weird.
A little bit, but you know, what are you gonna do? It's fucking.
It reminded me of So the Department of Education Secretary, Betsy DeVos, Mimsy's favorite person right now.
Her total, she was over here yesterday for my birthday talking about how like she loves all her decisions and really appreciates her as a person.
I gave her the right solution, just defund the DOE.
Yeah.
I don't understand what the fuck.
Mimsy was over for my birthday party last night and was wearing a shirt that said "I heart public schools" just for that. That's fun. Yeah.
But Betsy DeVos said if kids go back to school in the fall, only 0.002% of them will die because of the coronavirus.
Maybe don't say it like that.
And that's 14,000 kids.
Jesus Christ.
I was like, wow, maybe we should move that decimal point over a little bit.
Yeah.
Make it 0.2%.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
What do you call 14,000 dead kids at a school? A good start.
Right. Oh, my God. Jesus.
God damn.
I mean, the Department of Education's kind of dumb. Let's face it.
You think?
I don't understand
why. The Department of Education are people who are educated by our public schools. Of course they're dumb.
Jesus.
It's a self-perpetuating system of stupid.
I don't understand why do we need a national department for it when it should be just state level? Because all the funding is basically state level anyway.
You know, that's a pretty good question that could be applied to most national organizations.
It could. Kind of the whole fucking idea of libertarianism. Yeah.
Why do we need a federal government for anything other than interstate trade and international trade and border protection?
Yes.
And
defense.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. You don't really need a federal government for local problems.
You don't.
Also,
the federal government just comes in and goes, know what's best for you, but you don't because you are based in Washington, D.C., not in fucking Lincoln, Nebraska.
Right.
So go fuck your face.
I don't know.
It's kind of the whole issue with the, you know, people bitch about the popular vote not being more important than the electoral vote. I'm like, well, it's kind of a reason for that because people in California and LA County and fucking New York City can't really relate to the problems people in the middle of the country have.
Right. Well, and there's a good argument for why you need a more grandiose look at education. And that's like income disparity in neighborhoods makes for a problem, right? Like, like people in richer states will have better schools than people in poorer states.
They already do.
Right. And the idea of the federal government is supposed to balance that out.
They don't though,
but they don't.
Right.
That's the problem. Like citywide, we don't balance that.
Billions of dollars to the Department of Education each year,
and we still
have the same fucking problems we've had for.
And all the rich people still get all the money,
yeah,
because they're bribing all the politicians.
And, you know, it kind of works like that with the Catholic Church. Kind of works like that too,
yeah.
Because like school Doria teaches at, it's Catholic school,
yeah,
and it's a small parish. Like they're kind of on the brink of they lose fucking, you know, if they stay at the amount of students they're at now, they're not going to stay open.
Yeah.
Like they're going to close. I'm like, that doesn't make any sense. Cause there's plenty of other parishes in Omaha that fucking have tons of guys. You go out to, I don't remember the St. Wenceslaus or something, 156 in Pacific.
Yeah.
They're building a gigantic new fucking church.
Yeah.
Millions of dollars.
Yeah, you know who's paying for that, though, weirdly enough?
Huh.
Not the rich white people out west. That's getting paid for by all the Mexicans in South Omaha who are keeping the Catholic Church in Omaha alive.
There's a lot of Mexicans. They don't really go to those churches, though.
Catholic?
No, the ones out west.
No, they just siphon all the money from fucking... They don't spend money on the churches that are getting the donations. They siphon it all out west to the rich white people.
I don't know, man. It's fucking weird.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's actually how it works. I'd have to ask Dan. I know Dan's kind of in...
They're not going to admit it.
I'm Dan Wood.
Catholics are never going
to
admit it.
Specifically goes to one of those yeah. poor churches because it's a poor church and he wants to support it.
Well, my parents go to St. Peter's and Paul's way down in Bellevue because they've always gone there. And yeah, that's why I know that like
a lot of Mexicans.
They have like most like they have half their masses are just Spanish only now because
of the population when I went to down there. See, that's the thing. When I went to Doria's, the church she goes to, she got baptized recently.
Yeah.
It's a large Hispanic population going there. But
well, like Mexico is culturally just because it's very, very Catholic. It always has
been. Parish, the school she works at is a different parish.
Yeah.
And it's not, and it's further north.
Yeah. Well, that doesn't surprise me.
So it's, you know, it's.
Because we're also still Omaha and we're very, very segregated.
That's true.
Omaha's weird in how segregated it still is. Like, just people just stayed where they were.
Yeah. Oh, man. I saw a video. It was in Washington, D.C., a bunch of protests, and people were trying to burn signs.
Yeah.
And this black dude was sitting there, like, going, he's basically fucking telling people, he's like, you throw any more signs on this fire, I'm going to start whooping people's ass. And people were like, there's a bunch of white people doing
it.
And this one guy's like, aren't you mad about this? Blah, blah, blah. And he's like, motherfucker, I live here. I'm burning down my fucking community. Where the fuck are you from? He goes, like, West Virginia. He's like, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to come into my fucking community and try to burn shit down. And it makes me look fucking bad.
Yeah.
And it fucks me. It fucks with me. You get to go home.
Yeah.
And don't have to deal with the fucking aftermath of it.
Yeah. Well, that's been most of the problem.
Go fuck yourself.
That's been most of the problem with the protests recently and the coverage of them.
Yeah.
Is the coverage of them is like, oh, these people burned down their own neighborhood. Like, no, they didn't. A bunch of white people came in from their fucking suburbs and burned down the black neighborhoods. Yeah. To help black people.
Right.
All over the country.
Fucking brilliant.
One thing I will say Omaha, good about how Omaha did it, is they didn't go to North Omaha and burn it down. They all went downtown to where all the rich white people live and smashed it up.
That's
so
true, they did.
So we did a good thing here. In my opinion, we did it right.
To an extent, yeah.
We smashed up the white hipster neighborhoods. We deserved it.
That's kind of true.
It's 100% true.
I don't know if they deserved it, but... I mean, some of
them. Are you saying black lives don't matter, Colin?
I didn't say that. Well,
then you better say they deserved it.
That's no.
You better get on the right side of history here, motherfucker.
Fuck
they
that
deserved
noise.
It.
Not going to be labeled as guilty for fucking not being vocal about something. Jesus Christ.
I remember you used to be a pretty big fan of that fucking movie with the two Irish kids. You know, the only thing worse than a bad guy is a good guy who does nothing. So you better say they deserved it.
Fucking Boondock Saints.
Yeah. That's the one.
Fuck. Jesus.
Fuck the old market.
I do a lot of work for rich people.
Yeah.
One of the things I hate most is having to go downtown and do any work in like some of the condos and
shit.
Oh,
I bet.
There, because parking is a fucking bear.
Yeah.
I like to go into people's driveways and just take my shit into their house.
Yeah.
Rather than
park
outside.
Garage.
No, because I generally don't fit my van into the parking garages.
Even better. Plug a meter.
Plug a meter. Then I have to fucking... And the meter's only... Most of them are like an hour or 2 hours max.
Yeah.
And you can't extend it.
Nope.
Fucking stupid.
You gotta leave after 2 hours and park in another parking spot.
Most of my jobs take longer than that.
Yeah.
It's fucking brilliant. Anyway, that's side. Fuck it. Fuck downtown.
Just a side.
Stupid.
See? So it deserved it. Say it deserved it, Colin.
It...
I almost got it. I almost got my it deserved it.
Downtown's just stupid. That's all there is to it. Especially now that they took out the fucking park.
Yeah. Well, they're replacing it with grass.
I don't give a fuck about grass. I like the little lagoon.
Isn't it going to be nice?
I don't give a shit that it was filled with more needles than there were fish.
It's going to look just like my backyard when they're done. Isn't that cool?
No.
There's going to be hills, I'm sure.
Like, the slides were fucking neat.
The slides will still be there. They're putting the slides up on the grass.
Yeah, but that's not as fun anymore.
No, because it's not down in the little sand pit.
Right.
It's not... the little hill down to the nice little fucking walkway around the cool fucking fountains. So now there's
just going to be a tall-ass ladder up to the fucking slides.
Yeah.
This is stupid.
It's retarded.
Fucking Omaha. Goddamn. Why do we do stupid things so often?
I don't know.
I don't either. But I do
So what you're telling me, Colin, is downtown deserved it.
Yeah, you're right.
Yes! We did it!
So, I got a couple weeks back, about a month or two back, I got one of those Sega Genesis minis.
Yeah.
This weekend,
I think you've talked about it every episode
this
since
weekend,
then.
Though.
You're in love with it.
I successfully hacked it.
Does Dorian know you and this Sega Genesis mini are dating?
I mean, it's a little black thing. She's not.
What?
It's tiny. It's a little guy. She's not threatened by it.
All right.
I have figured out how to put new games on it.
Yeah.
So that's fucking awesome.
Nice.
Yeah. It's pretty sweet.
Didn't it already have like 90 games on it?
40.
What was it missing that you'd needed?
The Shining Force sequel.
Oh.
Like
Shining Force 2?
Yeah.
Wasn't on there?
No.
That's weird.
It is weird. Because they were like, we're just going to put one from each series on here. But I think what they thought was, people are going to be able to hack into this. It'll be fine.
Yeah, probably. Put Crewball on it, Colin.
Motley Crewball?
Yes.
Okay.
Crewball is fucking
put
fun.
Rock and Roll Racing on there.
Put Crewball on
Rock and Roll
there.
Racing's like, it's the Blizzard game.
Get Risk on there.
Yeah, Risk.
It's the best video version of Risk ever made.
Okay.
Like, it's really good. I feel like Risk. I mean, it's just Risk, but if you're ever going to play fucking Risk with people, it's a real easy and good way to play it.
Sure. The other thing I did was I got a Sony PlayStation Classic.
Why?
Because you can modify those.
Yeah, but it's garbage. Like, the hardware's garbage.
No, the hardware's fine. Hardware's fine. The emulator's garbage.
Okay.
But you can modify it.
All right.
And actually, honestly, the emulator's not. It's an older one.
Yeah.
But you can actually fucking, you can tweak shit on it. It's still pretty decent.
I mean, you didn't pay anything for it, right?
Technically, no.
Okay.
I found, 9 Super Nintendo games this week for $20.
Yeah.
And I went to Pop Culture Exchange. You got $100 for them.
You paid $100 for it?
No.
Okay, good.
I traded it. I traded for it, a couple other things, and then $50 cash.
Okay.
It was like $40.
Okay. Ah, it's still...
Yeah, it's fine.
Fuck. You could have get them out at stores for $10 when they were going out.
I know, I missed.
Because they were garbage.
I missed. Highly modifiable, though. So
at
I'm
a
okay
point, why wouldn't you just get a Raspberry Pi?
I don't want a fucking Raspberry Pi.
I mean, it's basically what you're doing with that.
Because
it's garbage.
I have a Raspberry Pi.
Yeah.
They're stupid.
But I mean, if all you're doing is putting a whole new emulator on it to make it not total trash.
But they're stupid, and they don't look like the consoles I'm playing.
So that's what you wanted. You wanted the little plastic shell. Okay. I'll accept that.
But also, when those things were being released,
yeah,
all those mini systems were coming out. And, people were having trouble finding, like, the SNES Mini and then the NES Mini. The fucking bog-standard reply that people always had, like, just build a Raspberry Pi! And I had already built one. I'm like, you know what? No. How about you go fuck yourself?
That's not necessarily my bog-standard reply. Mine is just specifically for the PlayStation Mini because everything about it was so poor.
Like, it's fine.
Yeah.
It'll be fine.
All right.
Raspberry Pi, I mean, it's powerful, but it's like, it kind of suffers from that it's too configurable.
Like, also half the games on that fucking Sony one are the PAL versions, so they run at a fucked up frame rate. Good.
Yeah, there's like a hot button fucking combination you can hit, and you can adjust all that shit. All
right.
Which is ridiculous, but
yeah.
They fucked up releasing that. Like, how did Sony do this?
Because they didn't give a shit.
Why, though?
Because they just wanted these are popular, shit one out as fast as possible.
Yeah.
And they did. Capitalize on a trend, boys.
Yeah, I guess so.
Fuck. I'm trying to think if I did anything else. I haven't watched shit. I watched all of Westworld seasons 2 and 3 since we last recorded.
Okay.
Westworld's great. You should watch that shit.
I like the movie.
I've never seen the
Yul
movie.
Yul Brynner? Oh my god, that movie's cool as
fuck. I plan to watch it because I liked the series so much.
Yeah, I've heard it's really good. I've just not...
Season 1 is phenomenal. Season 1 is some of the best television ever made. Like, Season 1 is the best thing HBO has done since Carnival.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a couple of shows. I always hear a lot of things about that one. Mr. Robot's another one that people fucking say is really good.
Yeah, I've always wanted to check that out.
There was another one. I just don't remember the name of it off the top of my head. But
yeah. Anyway, Westworld. There's 3 seasons. Season 1 is a masterpiece. Season 2 is fine. Season 3 is good, but it's different. It's kind of a diminishing returns. It's all still good and watchable, but like, if you watch Season 1 and stop, you're fine.
Oh, really?
Yeah, if you want to keep going, there's stuff for you, but Season 1 is definitely the high water mark.
Gotcha.
It was real fucking good. Let's see. I bought a movie I haven't watched yet. I'll have a report for you next week called Color of Night, or Color Out of Space. Sorry. Color of Night is a porn. Color Out of Space. That's not really a porn. It's starring Bruce Willis. It's got full frontal. Color Out of Space is a H.P. Lovecraft short.
Okay.
And it stars Nicolas Cage. So I'm like, okay, this is bound to be fucking insane. So I picked that up because it was like $7 at Walmart when I was up there buying groceries the other day. So I'm going to watch that. I'll let you know. I haven't yet, but okay. I'm excited about it. That's about it.
Damn it. I might have missed meat.
Missed meat?
Yeah, Doria sent me a text message asking if some... pork butt for $1.99 a pound was a good deal.
Yes.
It's a decent deal.
It's a good deal.
$1.29 a deal is the best deal, but...
Yeah, but look.
I don't know if she got it because I didn't reply.
I mean, she should have just got it. You got anything else? We're only like 36 minutes in, and I don't think we have emails this week. It's been 2 weeks, and nobody wrote us emails.
What the fuck is wrong with you people?
Well, Jake's scared to write in because he's got, you know...
he's wrong.
40 years of professionalism behind him, and he's going to get schooled on his wrongness about how he's been doing his job wrong his whole life, and he's left a slew of unhappy customers with houses falling apart in his wake. How hard do you think I got a needle before? Doesn't even know how to swing a hammer.
Yeah.
Just keeps hitting himself in the thumb. Calls it good.
I saw a thing the other day. ABC is rebooting the TV show The Wonder Years.
Okay.
The show will feature a black family.
Sure.
And it will take place during the 1960s in Montgomery, Alabama.
Something tells me that's going to have the same happy...
Should they call that The Wonder Years?
Right.
First of all,
missing the point.
Also,
I think that would
just
be
make a new fucking show.
That's what I was gonna say. I think that sounds like a very interesting television
show. Yeah, it
could
be.
Why call that The Wonder Years?
I don't know. That seems really fucking weird.
Yeah, seems like that's not what you're going for with
maybe,
that show.
Maybe it's a purpose. Oh, it's, yeah, this is our Wonder Years.
Is it?
I
maybe
no,
it is.
No, like this is the Wonder Years we had when you had your Wonder Years, think is the message, maybe.
You know what?
Again, just make a new show. I don't get why you have to keep regurgitating shit.
You know, they should call it the Wonder Years, but they should put a question mark at the end of it. Done. Also, I bet this is going to be a better show than the Wonder Years.
I like the Wonder Years.
I know you do.
It's a pretty good show.
But you also like Adam Sandler movies, so what are you going to do? I could never get into it.
Yeah.
I never liked it. It was so fucking boring.
I don't know.
Like, ugh, this shit is so saccharine and stupid. And Winnie's fucking face looks like she got hit with a fucking...
Frying pan. Yeah, but you would.
I wouldn't.
You would.
I wouldn't have then. Yeah. I wouldn't. I definitely wouldn't now. Well, maybe I would because my Joe Biden proclivities.
Jesus
but
Christ. That's not even something you should joke about.
Too far?
Weird.
No, she was goofy looking, yeah, man.
She was totally goofy looking.
Like
she
when
was
I
no,
was,
she was no Topanga from Boy
right.
Meets World.
When I was a kid, everybody had a like every little
which
kid
Boy Meets
had a,
World is actually fucking funny.
What I've seen of it wasn't terrible.
It's,
I never got
especially
into that
when
either,
they get
but,
when they get older.
Yeah.
Oh my fucking god, that show gets hysterical.
Well, that fucking Topanga chick, she is banging hot.
Yep, still hot too.
Yeah. So Danielle Fischel.
Yeah, Doria's daughter just watched the Girl Meets World.
Yeah.
Pretty funny.
Yeah. I never got into that either. I think that was past my sitcom watching time.
Yeah, that's fair.
Like, by the mid to late 90s, I was like, if it's not a Batman cartoon or Animaniacs, I just kind of don't give a fuck.
Yeah, fair. We finished Fuller House.
Why?
It was good.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, it was.
Stop saying that.
And super heartwarming fucking finale.
It was really good.
Yeah, Joey McIntyre was the fucking guy who did their wedding. It was great.
Whose wedding?
Stephanie, DJ, and Kimmy all got married at the same time. They had a triple marriage.
Of course
wedding.
They did, because that's exactly the thing.
Yes, that was exactly what they would do at that show.
Didn't the series start with all of them raising their kids?
Yeah.
And then it ends with them getting married?
DJ's husband passed away.
Okay.
Stephanie didn't have kids yet, and she was not married.
Okay.
And Kimberly had just gotten a divorce.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. It's I don't know.
Fuller House was never good.
No, it wasn't. Fuller House was actually not too bad. And there's a few...
Press X to doubt.
So the whole fucking thing is the one character who never came back was Michelle.
Yeah.
And...
did they get her back for the wedding at least?
No.
Wow.
They're going through the attic of the house and looking at stuff. Like, they're like trying to find their mom's wedding dress and everything. Yeah. And they're like, oh, there's Michelle's bike. Oh, maybe we should see. And Kimmy was like, if she hasn't come back to get it yet, she's never coming back.
That's funny. Like the fucking...
And when they did it, like looking straight at the camera.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's pretty funny.
Yeah. Did they at least have an excuse for why the baby hated the rest of the family?
No, it was just, she's designing clothes in L.A. and
can't break away for all of her sister's wedding.
Yeah. It's a weird one.
I'd have wrote her as a huge monster and a drug addict. I'd have wrote her as like Stephanie in real life.
I don't think that's going to happen.
I would have, though.
It could be happening. I don't know. Stephanie's fucking hot.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
No arguments there.
So much boobs.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah. She's banging.
And main reason I watch that show, to be honest.
I mean, it's really the only reason to watch that show, I would imagine.
And DJ's pretty hot too.
All right. Well, yeah.
She.
Lori Loughlin still looks pretty goddamn good too.
She wasn't in the last season.
Well, I don't know why.
Reasons.
Oh shit. Yeah. Sorry.
I don't know.
Stretch.
I started watching One Piece because it came on Netflix.
I've heard that's bad. I was talking to anime people last night and they said that's bad.
I don't know what to think about it.
Fuck that. Colin, if you want to watch an anime-ish cartoon on Netflix, watch Avatar The Last Airbender.
Yeah.
It's fucking good.
Yeah.
Avatar The Last Airbender.
I don't want it to be good, though. I want it to be... just stupid and whimsical and fun to watch.
It's that as well.
Is it?
Colin, listen to this, because you're not going to hear this from me very often. Avatar The Last Airbender is as good as Batman the Animated Series. So, watch that shit. But it's also got anime camp in it.
Yeah.
But also, it's fucking incredible. And the character development over the three seasons is really, really good.
I don't know. I'm still going to give One Piece a... I'm not going to give it a fair chance because there's 900 episodes of it and I ain't watching all that shit. But
Grace says it's bad.
I'll go for the first season.
That's fair.
I mean, does Grace like Dragon Ball Z?
Yeah.
No, does she?
She's a big anime person. She's a weeb.
That doesn't mean she likes Dragon Ball Z, Trevor.
Everybody likes Dragon Ball Z.
No, they don't.
Everybody but me likes Dragon Ball Z.
No, they don't. That's the thing. Anime people are real snobby about their anime, and oftentimes Dragon Ball Z is like...
If they were real snobby, they wouldn't
unless it was like their introduction to anime.
Yeah.
Then I think they're a little more accepting of it.
If it doesn't say fucking Miyazaki on it or Trigun, it's not good. Actually, Cowboy Bebop is really, really good.
I need to watch that.
You should watch Cowboy Bebop.
Yeah, I know I should.
It's real, real good.
I should watch that, and I should watch Big O.
But you know you should watch before those? Fucking Avatar.
Yeah. How many seasons is it?
It's only three.
Oh, that's not... I guess that's...
Yeah.
Maybe doable.
Yeah. And it's real good.
Yeah, we'll
and see. It's only like 20-minute episodes.
Yeah, that's cool.
Because it's, you know, fucking Nickelodeon
cartoon.
You know
what I wish?
Because the best anime ever made was made by Nickelodeon.
You know what I wish?
That you would watch good cartoons instead of fucking One Piece?
No, that they would have finished Pirates of Dark Water. I wish that.
I agree with you.
That show was fantastic.
That show was really good.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. The end.
Yep.
Remember Gargoyles?
Gargoyles, yep.
Goddamn. Remember the 90s when people Commander made really Riker. Good fucking cartoons?
Yeah.
Commander Dude, Riker half the was fucking it? Cast of Next Gen was in that.
Yeah, and then Keith David.
Keith David was the main one, but yeah. Riker was in it. Troy was in it. I'm pretty sure Data was in it at one point.
My Worf mom was in it. Loved Gargoyles.
It was good.
Yeah, it was.
The art was beautiful.
Yeah. It's kind of a Batman the Animated Series style art. It was art.
Very similar.
It's dark.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a pretty good show.
Back when they were making like dark fucking kind of serious cartoons for children.
Yeah, it's... Yeah, Pirates of Dark Water, it was like going and just fucking done. I don't understand. I don't get why they never fucking, like, why did they never...
I used to have a bunch of Pirates of Dark Water toys.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I had the video game. It's difficult.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me. License game of the era were not good.
No. No, they weren't. It's like... Unless fucking Capcom made them.
Yeah.
Capcom or Konami or something.
Or Disney. The Disney ones were always fucking some pretty good. Like Lion King was really good and Aladdin was really good. And and Rescue Rangers is one of the fucking best Nintendo games. They were playable. Games.
You're right. DuckTales, that was another
one. DuckTales was really good. Yeah.
They're playable. I think that's the thing is like the difficulty scale in some of those games. It's like, it's not difficult because they're just hard games to play. It's difficult because they're bad games.
Yes.
You know, it's kind of the whole... Angry video game nerd deal.
Right. Right.
Yeah. God, I was watching a video of his the other day, and he's the one who was talking about the Big Rigs fucking trucker game.
Yeah.
Did you ever see that episode?
I didn't, but that game is fucking broken.
It's, yeah, completely broken.
Yeah.
You can basically go to infinite speeds in reverse.
Yes. Yeah, Giant Bomb used to do a lot of videos on that game because it's so fucking broken.
Yeah, it's fucking awful.
Been playing a lot of StarCraft still.
Oh god.
I'm going up in ranks now instead of down, so I'm getting better.
Oh good.
I'm winning more than I'm losing lately.
Oh good.
And all my win-loss percentages are getting improved.
Nice.
Good for me. I'm becoming a StarCraft.
I mean, is that good for you though?
No. No, it's really not.
Are you still fat and stupid?
I'm less fat because I started going to the gym again.
That's good. Because
the gym opened back up, and so I've been hitting the gym.
I have been trying to find dumbbells.
Yeah.
They're unavailable in the world unless you want to pay extortion prices for them right now.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me because gym's closed. So after paper towels, people started scooping up weight equipment to not use. What the
fuck, man? I always thought the standard was like $1 a pound.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it's double. Even in stores, it's double that.
It doesn't surprise me.
And they're all out. And yeah, you see, it's irritating.
Keep an eye on like Craigslist and eBay and shit.
No, that's where it's the worst.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably. All right.
Because people are going into stores when they come into stock, buying them and selling them, flipping them. And people fucking buy them. I don't get it.
People are dumb.
Stop doing that.
People are dumb.
So I'll just work with resistance bands, which suck, but whatever.
Yep. Just get a $10.
I need to start working on my shoulders, though, because they're fucking a mess right now.
Just get a $10 a month membership to fucking Planet Fitness, man.
Yeah, there's no gyms close to me, though. Oh, that's true. And I don't want to go to 60th and Ames to go to a fucking gym.
I hear you.
Fucking sucks.
Yeah.
I'm sort of in the desert there.
Yeah, you live in a not great neighborhood for needing any kind of public or service of any kind.
Yep.
Yeah, that's rough. Bad.
Pretty bad.
Meanwhile, I'm walking distance from like 5 different strip malls.
Oh, well, I'll figure it out.
Yeah.
I definitely got to get back on the fucking doing it, though.
Buy a jump rope. I bought a jump rope, Colin.
Yeah.
Just do some jump ropes in the morning. Let me tell you, you do like 20 jump ropes and you're like,
and then I bet.
You remember your heartbeat. Also, you remember how hard it is to do 20 jump ropes without tripping.
Yeah, I could see that.
Like, that's my goal. Like, I'm like, I try to get to 20 and I don't stop until I get 20 without fucking up.
Nice.
So by the end, I've done like 100 some fucking jump ropes or 150 jump ropes before I give up trying to get to 20 without fucking up. It's hard, man. I've only done it once.
Yeah, I bet.
I have no coordination, it turns out.
I haven't done it in a while. I think I'd still be decent at jump roping, though.
No, we're going to find out as soon as I hit stop record, then. We're going to let you show off your jump roping skills.
Oh, no, I injured myself. I can't.
Oh, yeah. Always an excuse.
Yep, exactly.
Oh, fuck. You got any stories? You got anything? Uh-huh. We've only been going, like, we've been gone for 2 weeks and we got nothing.
Well, because, I mean,
it doesn't help that, like, right about now is when I should be like, let's read the emails. But you know how many emails I got?
Zero.
Zero.
Fuck our fans.
Especially,
idiots.
Especially the one who doesn't know how to do his job and is scared of the retribution of me telling him how to do his job right.
I got nothing story-wise, because everything that pops up story-wise is either about the virus or about fucking racism, and I'm just...
Like, I want nothing to do with either.
Right. So...
That's the world we live in.
Yep.
All right.
Yay!
You got anything else? I don't think so. Well, I hope this was entertaining for you guys.
Yep.
Thank you for listening.
If it wasn't, fuck your face.